Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here.
All right, yeah, so I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meet You Meets presents
Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so we're on a bit of a time crunch. Two of us have had hectic mornings already. One of us got to get out. We got to get them to Barbie. So we got to do this video game tournament as fast as possible. Hit us with the legal spiegel.
Purpose of this podcast, explore digital and print media. All sources of reference are owned by respective companies. Our thoughts and opinions are strictly owned and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so we are back with our gaming aficionado. We have Sarah Ventress on the podcast.
Hello, ¿cómo estás?
It is good to have you back. You are our, gaming analyst, senior official. So we had to bring you on for just like another gaming tournament of best video game of all time. This is kind of similar to listeners who have listened to our greatest sports movie of all time. This one is going to be even wilder because our rankings are all over the place. Meech, what you got for that?
All I have to say is we all know that I'll be fighting for my life on this one. Some of my picks about to be wildly out of pocket. And just know that in lieu of a certain somebody who be listening to our podcast on the regular, just know that certain choices had to be omitted as there's not enough space to accommodate everything.
All right, perfect. So with that, we're going to get into our what's hot. So it's always just kind of what's going on in pop culture and different things like that. Meech, what you got?
Okay, so this one's gonna be real quick because as you guys know, as of this recording, San Diego Comic-Con is happening, aka the biggest Comic-Con in United States history, and as such, a bunch of things got dropped, bunch of things got leaked, bunch of things got announced. So firstly, Spider-Man 2 looking gorgeous. We got Miles Morales with the dreadlocks. We got ourselves Invincible Season 2, that's looking great. We got ourselves Mortal Kombat 1 with the DLC Combat Pass number 1. Give me that immediately. And then we got ourselves what else didn't drop at the same
Marvels.
Time? Oh yeah, the Marvels. The Marvels trailer dropped as well. What else?
All I got is, other than the anime, the Continental just released its schedule, so that's going to be the prequel to the John Wick series with Winston back in the past. That drops September 22nd on Peacock.
Oh, yes. And then literally that week afterwards is when Gen 5, the spinoff to The Boys, release on Amazon Prime.
You're right. Sarah, yeah. Do you have anything?
Anything up and coming?
Yes.
To be honest with you, the one thing I know that's up and coming is we're going to breathe tomorrow.
Do what?
What?
I'm sorry. I don't have anything.
Oh, my. Okay. We're just going to keep on moving. Let's keep on moving. All right. Let's talk about the big elephant in the room. And by elephant, I mean the great pink exploding elephant. All right. This is Barbenheimer weekend. I already saw Oppenheimer first. I already told y'all I would do that. Phenomenal movie. That's all I'm gonna say about it. What you got? Because since I know us, you saw Barbie first.
So far, I saw Barbie speak yesterday of this recording. It's all a pink fest, man. It was wild out there. A lot of high school teenage girls and sorority girls. But I gotta get it off your chest that we gotta share.
Did you?
theater etiquette. Somehow, Sarah, whenever you hop on the podcast, we have to talk about theater etiquette. It's not related to you at all. So, but these people in my theater, I was sitting on the back row. So obviously I don't like, there's only three people in this world that can sit like elbow length from me. And I'm like completely fine with, and two of them have my last name. So with that, I saw this couple that were already booed up in the theater when I got there. So imagine, listeners, there's 20 seats. So I'm in seat like 15 and they're in seat like 7 and 8. So there's like a big gap in between. So I'm like, okay, people are going to fill it up. It's going to be fine or whatever. So the people come and that couple is in the wrong seats. Guess which direction they have to move. So where they sat at, I realized that they didn't buy tickets to this movie. So then they sat in seat 13 and 12. One seat over from me. And clearly the guy, I'll call it, the guys are XY chromosomes, right?
Yep.
So the XY chromosome clearly didn't want to be there to the movie, got dragged out to the movie by the double X chromosome. So this person starts fake snoring during the movie. This is like the first 5 minutes of the movie, I kid you not. So then the double X chromosome started complaining and stuff like that. So during one of the louder scenes in the movie, I won't spoil for either of you. One of the louder scenes in the movie, they start kind of arguing and it's like really right next to me, but like the rest of the theater obviously can't hear it. So then they kind of stop, they settle down, but the double X chromosome was, let's just say, focused on other things other than the movie. So with that, they were booed up and it was very annoying because I could hear stuff that I didn't want to hear. And I'm not going to say what double X chromosome almost did, but it almost made me get up and go full Karen mode and go to the manager because I was about to be like, I am just trying to watch Barbie. And oh my God, they are just doing these acts that are completely just so inappropriate. I feel impressed upon. Please just kick them out. One and two. So then they leave the theater and I'm like, yes. And the person that's like that took their seats because that was their seats. I looked at them. They looked at me and we were like, what's going on here? But we're good. So we're looking at the movie and then they come back and I'm like, what is happening? So then they like come back and then it's the same stuff. And then like she sits on his lap and then like he kicks her off his lap and then he sits next to me. And I'm like, no, don't sit next to me. And then he moves back to the seat over because she starts complaining. So then they start fighting again, but it's a loud scene so no one else can hear it. So then they start going down the stairs. And I kid you not, the only people that I've thought of pushing down the stairs before is like old people that like move slow down the stairs. Hey, yo! I thought of Leonidas 300 Spartan kicking double X chromosome down the stairs, followed by XY chromosome. And then they came back again and we're doing it. People, learn how to act when you go outside. That's all I have to say, man. What is going on with people? So, oh, yes, Meech. So then I started feeling like this purple energy key that was emanating around me. And the Destroyer God music started playing. And our Lord and Savior, Truck-kun, asked for a sacrifice.
Nani?
And it was done. So we're going to keep moving forward. Don't ask any more questions. Let's get to the tournament.
No. We're not going to roll past that. Because that sounded like you had probably the opposite experience of me. Geez, man. What can I say? All I have to say about, dang, now I don't even know if I want to go see Barbie anymore. Because
it's a good movie, too. There's a lot to take in from it. Oh, my gosh.
All I have to say is if you go to Oppenheimer, just make sure you get your ticket 3 weeks in advance. Because when I got to the theater, it was packed from the top row all the way down to the front. Every seat was taken, sold out. IMAX.
The day of prophecy has arrived.
It was. It was the day of prophecy. I was out here just like about the golden. I pulled out my quesadilla that I snuck in and just me and everybody around me, like we were all locked in. Unlike your theater, we were all locked in into this movie.
See, we talked about this in season 2, situational awareness. So that's why it kind of took me out of the Barbie movie because I had to be aware of what was going on if things popped off in an ugly manner. So,
yep. Now let's go ahead and move on to the tournament because you going through it right now.
That was all fun. Right.
Yeah, people. I try to be good, but y'all done changed me to something else. So with the tournament, we are doing the best video game tournament of all time. So 64 total video games. We tried to do not sequels, so we tried to pick kind of the best game from each franchise. Obviously, Mario has so many variations that he had a kind of like a lot of picks to go with. But with that, what were kind of, how did y'all go about seeding?
I know for me, right, most of my scenes came from two factors. One is, first of all, like, have I played the game before? That's obviously going to be number one.
Yeah.
Second is, like, is replayability. So can I, like, replay the game and still get, like, as much satisfaction as I got out the first time? And that specific requirement boils down to two subcategories, which is story or gameplay. If you got both down, you was high up there. If you got one, you best make sure that is top tier, because that's the only way you gonna be up. Now, if you had neither, then it's wraps for you. You cooked. I'm not even gonna hold you. But yeah, that's mostly like how I went about mine.
Sarah?
How went about mine? Kind of like Meech. Once I've played first, I can say that probably played about maybe under 20% of these games. And so the second thing I went by mostly was, did I like the way the name sounded? Did it sound interesting to me? Yeah.
All right, we're off to a great start. So how I picked it, I tried to, like, again with the movies, like, even if I haven't seen it, I kind of went based off of, have I heard about it, even if I didn't play it. So like a few, such as Fortnite and I played Minecraft, but a Fortnite per se, I gave it a lot of more boost because so many people play it and it's like such a popular game. But like a lot of the ones that get higher seedings for me are ones that I played. So kind of when we get to some of the later rounds or like some of the different games, some of these games, like two of the games on this list, like made me rethink life. But I feel like both of y'all have games like that that y'all have like shared with me at different points in time. So this is going to be interesting because our seedings, unlike the movie ones, were just like completely different. So let's get into it. So I will share my screen, and if you will allow me, good sir. And we're going to get to it.
Oh, yes. You now have the full power.
All right. So in our first region, we have the Let's Compete. So that's going to kind of boil down to our sports games, first-person shooters, stuff where it's kind of like Battle Royale, where you're actually a better chance at competing with other people, and also like computer in such a sense. So our first matchup, which I don't think we need to talk about at all, is number one, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, the OG Xbox 360 versus Titanfall 2. I played Titanfall 2. It's good.
Just go ahead.
It ain't Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yep, just go ahead. Put that name down. Just go ahead and put COD down. Just go ahead. Moving on.
All right. So for the next one, we have Overwatch versus NBA 2K17. Let's talk about it.
Here we go. All right. The black in me wants to go with 2K because it's really like that to you know, go through my entire seating and do all that. But Overwatch, it was a lot of fun. I was out here competing at top tier with Overwatch. But my main problem with Overwatch is that there was no variety.
That's what I've heard.
Same thing every time. So I just fell off. Even in Overwatch 2, like, that ain't saving it because it's literally just the same game. So that's with more characters, I'm going to have to give it to 2K. I'm not going to hold you.
Sarah?
I can't lie. I've never played Overwatch. But, of course, as us fellow people of color, we have to stick with the one that holds us down. 2K, for sure.
NBA 2K with the pass. It will get knocked out in the next round. Don't worry about it. For this next one, this was really strange in the seedings. I was surprised. So we have Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 3, versus Fortnite, the 12 seed. So I put Fortnite as the number three. Both of you had Fortnite really low. Can you like explain that quickly before we get to it?
I just never understood the hype around the game. I'm like, okay, you build and you kill. And it was just too much hype for a game that was mid. And so that's what made me hate the game.
Meech.
All right, it's time for me to go ahead and anger everybody in this audience. Fortnite, you come here, boy. All right, so Fortnite, you're really just a... You're look, I get it's like some of the guest characters, fire. Goku, fire. Darth Vader, fire. But here's the thing. It's a very repetitive game. And the thing about it is that like... And it's not even that it's not just repetitive. It's boring in my respects because of the fact that, okay, you build and whatnot, like building stuff in order to shoot. Like, bruh, I can just go ahead and play Call of Duty right now. I can literally just do that and I'll be having a better time. Plus, like plus all these Fortnite dances, the way it just completely infected culture was just not it. All right, it was just not it. And like the fact that many different things in pop culture, everybody is like we're just like, oh yeah, I remember this from my good time, and then other people be like, oh yeah, that's that thing from Fortnite, and I'm just like, you don't disrespect this for the last time. All right, so that's why Fortnite is so low for me. Now you're going against Tenkaichi 3. That was already a loss for you from the jump, my guy. Because yes. Tenkaichi 3 is goated. It is my childhood. I will fight. I will kill for this game. I finished that game up till the very end.
So I know your pick, sir. What's your pick?
Definitely Tenkaichi.
Yep. Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi is moving on to second round. So with that, number four, our next matchup, number four is BioShock versus number 13, Wii Sports. This is where it's kind of gets interesting. So for me, I'm going to pick Wii Sports because I haven't really played BioShock before, but Wii Sports in the time period that it existed was Fortnite levels of hype because especially with the Wii as well, everyone was playing it, bowling, boxing, golf, tennis, just the different things that everyone was in on Wii Sports. So I'll have to give it just because I played it more.
And I had the exact reverse because, for me, I really didn't get a Wii till like much, much later down the line. And by that time, Wii Sports was basically out of the public conscience. So, like, I really never played Wii Sports that much, which is why I had it ranked as I did. But BioShock, man, bruh, it got that horror in there. That story was good. That twist at the end, my guy. I was just talking about it to some folks today about that twist. I'm giving BioShock.
All right, Saria, the deciding vote.
Now, for me, the one game that brought my family all together had the best moments ever. It has to be Wii Sports. You can play with anyone. The competitiveness is unmatched. And BioShock, although it sounds quite intriguing.
Don't say it sounds.
Don't you dare.
Wii Sports definitely takes it for me.
Whoa, first upset. So I recognize BioShock is one of the best video game stories of all time, but yeah, we're kind of in the same boat. So this one, it's going to be interesting. So we have GoldenEye 007 versus Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 4. What do y'all got?
This one's going to be rough for me. Ultimate Ninja Storm 4, like it's great. It's probably the best Naruto game ever. It's almost Tenkaichi 3 levels, but for Naruto, but bro, let me paint a picture for you. You at your friend's house and they pull out their 64. They pull out that GoldenEye cartridge and they put it in. And then you get that theme song. Bruh, do you not realize? And the levels of hype both of y'all was in it because you know both of y'all was about to run each other's fades. Like, you think like Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was hype? You thought like Halo 2 was hype? No, GoldenEye 007 is the granddaddy, right? That is the game where boys turn to men, especially for the older generation. And I was like, oh, that, and that pause music. Oh man, I'm torn on this one, but I'll give the slight edge to GoldenEye.
Okay, Sarah.
Let me see. Between those two, for this one, I'm going to go by the amount of letters in each name. Stop playing. I'm kidding. But off of a straight appeal, I think I would definitely go for Naruto. I don't really have much to say, but Naruto it is for me.
Ooh, tough. Okay, so if Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm, it was about kind of throwing hands and super fun, but GoldenEye 007, like Meat said, like if you get like a party of four together, or it could be two, it goes crazy. So I'm gonna give it to GoldenEye for this one.
Yeah.
All right, so for our next matchup, I don't think we need to talk about this at all. We have Mario Kart 8 versus Doom. Mario Kart is advancing.
Move on.
All right, so this one might be a little bit tricky because this was somebody's number one. And so Halo 2 versus FIFA 13, essentially Halo versus FIFA. Sarah, I know which one is your pick. Meech, what do you have?
All right, so for me, I ain't really too big into the FIFA franchise like that. So, and because of the fact, like, my Halo, because of the fact I'm a Sony guy, I really didn't play Halo too much. But my experience with Halo 2 came in the form of how in high school, we all illegally downloaded Halo onto the school computers and we all went crazy.
Jeez,
and yes, I am not sorry about that at all. Y'all should have saw us. Y'all should knew the signs, but I'll have to give it to Halo because it's basically the Xbox equivalent of trying to go COD.
That's fair. I have a story about how we figured out our teacher's password, but I won't tell that on the podcast. So for this, I am going with FIFA because I didn't really play Halo. And then when I did play it later in life, I just wasn't into it that much. So FIFA for the win. All right. This one, we don't need to talk about either. We have Madden 2004 versus Half-Life 2.
Let's just go ahead, put it down. All right, keep it moving.
Madden for the win. So we advance. Yeah.
No, I was going to say for the next one, you might as well keep it moving as well.
So this one is, this bracket, the next two brackets are hard. Like, maybe not this matchup, but, like, this is, like, one you did not want to be on it to, like, compete. So it is the RPG, real life is boring, so a lot of RPG-type games in that kind of sense. First matchup, number one, we have GTA 5 versus Chrono Trigger. Literally, all of us put Chrono Trigger as the last pick. GTA 5 for the win.
RIP.
For this next one, we have our 8 seed, Assassin's Creed Black Flag versus The Sims 3. Sarah, I know which one you're going with, but Meech, what you got?
Ooh, oh boy. All right, this one's kind of rough because I love both of these games. I'm not even going to hold you. Sims, that gets my God complex a fighting chance. And then Assassin's Creed Black Flag is just that violence. It gives me to be a pirate. Just because it makes me feel like I am him, I'm giving it to Sims.
Whoa, Sims takes out Assassin's Creed. It's going to get taken out in the next round, but that's okay. It did what it's supposed to do. Number five, we have Skyrim versus Fallout New Vegas. I haven't played New Vegas. I only played 4 for Fallout. I just recently played Skyrim in like the past year and a half. I have to go with Skyrim, one of the OG RPGs.
Me too. I'm definitely going with Skyrim. The amount of openness you can do, customizable, definitely number one.
Okay, thank goodness, because that way I didn't have to choose.
All right, so for our number four matchup, Mass Effect 2, our 4 seed versus 13 Diablo 2.
Just go ahead, put it down.
Yeah. Effect 2 is one of the most incredible games I've ever played. Too bad Mass Effect 3 let us all down, but we don't need to talk about that. For this one, all the PC fans and gamers are about to go crazy in the comments. We have Number 6 seed, World of Warcraft versus number 11, League of Legends. What do y'all have?
I was expecting this matchup to come up much later down the line. I was not expecting it to be this early. Oh my goodness.
This is the chaos. I think that League of Legends kind of got very, we all kind of like put it at 10 or 11 for this one.
Yeah. I think for me, I would have to give it to World of Warcraft because of the personal story I had with it. Two memories. One, Leroy Jenkins.
I literally was writing that down right now.
Yep. One, Leroy Jenkins. And number two was the South Park episode where they were playing World of Warcraft. And it was because of that episode, it got me into playing World of Warcraft. And I went ham against the Lich King and ran his whole fade. Now, did I fight against people with no lives? We're not going to discuss that. Discuss the utter bloodshed that was shed that day. But yeah, I'm giving it to WoW for that one.
Sarah, what you got?
I haven't played either of these games, but based off this popularity alone, I've definitely only heard more of World of Warcraft. So I'm gonna give it to that.
Nice. Well, the thing is, League of Legends, it had Arcane, but it was like the subtitle was Arcane, a League of Legends story, whatever. But World of Warcraft, I think, is like even more OG than a League of Legends. So I kind of have to go with that as well. Man, that was definitely a battle. So next one, this isn't a conversation either. We have God of War Ragnarok. First, this is one of the games that like made me rethink life versus Final Fantasy VI. Sarah, I'm just going to give you an option because it's we know it's going to win, but can you pick? I just want to see if it's going to be unanimous.
Let's see. I'm a very astute fantasy player. I love the fantasy games. I'm joking. I'm just going to go with God of War.
God of War, no conversation needed.
Yep. Just go ahead. Just go ahead.
So with this first round, we are saving a lot of bigger conversational arguments until later. This next one, Elden Ring number 7 versus Horizon Forbidden West. One of these games I texted you about, Meech, because I was so depressed about what happened. But what do y'all have?
The amount of rage, the amount of pure darkness that pierced my soul when playing this game. I knew what I was getting myself into because this is from Software. I know what I get myself into when playing their games. I know what type of timing I need to be on when playing these games, right? And no shade to Horizon, because it's a great game. It's pretty good, but it never elicits such a strong emotional reaction from me than Elden Ring's first boss. Just off that alone, like it brought me back to the dark place, to dark times, okay?
To the Bloodborne space.
We'll get into that later, but to just say that Elden Ring is my pick, just off rip.
Sarah?
I'm going to just keep it simple. I'm going to say Elden Ring. Storyline is amazing.
Oh, you played Elden Ring?
No.
This one, our next matchup, we're not talking about either. Star Wars, our number 2 seed, Knights of the Republic versus Fable 2. Star Wars is advancing.
Definitely.
Just go ahead. Just go
this
ahead.
Is for this is for you, Jamie. All right. This bracket, this next one is chaos personified. A touch of horror. For our first matchup, our 1 seed, Mortal Kombat 11 versus Dishonored 2. Do we need to talk about it?
Just go ahead, put it down. Just go ahead, put it down.
All right. The next one, Silent Hill 2, which is Meech's number 1, versus Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater, which is getting a remaster. Sarah, what are you going with?
For this one, I'm going to side with Meech. I'm going for Silent Hill 2.
Yep. Just go ahead and put it down. No conversation. Ooh, no conversation.
Yeah, next. I wish Silent Hill 2 was in the same bracket as Resident Evil 4. Next one versus Alien Isolation. I don't think we really need to talk about this either.
Nah. All right. Just go ahead and put it down.
Isolation is an incredible game, but Resident Evil 4 is advancing. For our next one, we have Bloodborne versus Outlast.
Just go ahead and put it down. You already know my answer.
I am just starting Bloodborne, and we are going to keep it moving. I will be texting you frequently. For our next one, this is somebody's number one seed, and it's about to go crazy. So our number six is The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, which is currently being enacted now on Netflix, versus Rise of the Tomb Raider. Sarah, explain.
Explain. So, of course, my number one was Rise of the Tomb Raider. The reason why I picked that as my number one, because Uncharted actually is my favorite game. And the correlation between the two, the survival aspect, the female main character. You know, we're in 2023. Women as the main character is where it's at. The Witcher, you can't, what can you do in The Witcher? Walk? Run?
Nani?
That's why I choose Tomb Raider, man.
Whoa, Beach, what you got?
Are you serious? Witcher 3, the story be phenomenal. What you talking about? The story, the gameplay is heat. Is there any other reason why The Witcher is a whole series and is super successful? Is there another reason why Witcher Season 3 is basically this? Is this game?
It's literally Wild Hunt.
And I am, and the fact I be emotional every time. Geralt of Rivia, he is him. Not to knock down Lara Croft. She definitely up there. She definitely up there. But she ain't him. But she ain't him. Give me Witcher 3. Come on.
All right. So I'm tossing a coin to my Witcher. The Witcher 3 will advance. I've never played Rise of the Tomb Raider, and Witcher 3 is one of the best games I have ever played. So that's advancing. Next one we don't need to talk about either. We have number 3 seed The Last of Us, which is going up against 14 seed Dead Space. Last of Us, guys?
Yeah.
All right.
Pride.
Number 7, Shadow of the Colossus versus 10, Street Fighter 3. We got to think about this one.
Yeah, this was actually probably the roughest one in this seeding.
I'm going with Shadow of Colossus, just to throw it out.
I actually might do the same, because although Street Fighter is a good game, I was more of a Mortal Kombat guy. Like, I could rock with that system, that fighting system, a lot better than I do with Witcher. I mean, than Street Fighter. So, Shadow of Colossus, you advance.
And this one. So, for this entire region, people, our number one seed, which is Mortal Kombat 11, and our number two seed, Arkham City, had the same exact, like, rating, like, perfectly matched. So, I had to flip a coin between one and two, like I mentioned to the fellow podcasters. So, we got Arkham City number two versus Dishonored 2. No discussion.
Just go ahead, put it down. Put her down.
All right. Moving to our next bracket, it is a lane of its own, so miscellaneous. We have our number one seed, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, versus our number 16 seed, Persona 5.
That ain't even fair, bro. That ain't even fair.
All right, this one is going to be interesting. Our number 8 seed, Sonic Generations, versus number 9, Pac-Man.
You did not. Why?
I'm going with Pac-Man. I gotta go with Pac-Man. It's more iconic, in my opinion. When you think of arcades, it's Pac-Man to me.
I'm going Sonic Generations because of just how impactful it was, and the fact that you got two Sonics to play in the game. It's renowned as the best of the Sonic game franchises, and not knocking Pac-Man down by any stretch of the imagination. But when you think about who's more charismatic, you think Sonic.
All right, sir, it's up to you.
I know you selected, like, you know, specific games from each, like, franchise, but overall on Xbox, Sonic is what I played through and through. And Pac-Man, I feel like that was for the people, you know, who were born.
Hey, chill out.
No, I'm playing, but definitely Sonic.
All right, Sonic Generations over Pac-Man. All right, for our next one, this is actually interesting. Super Mario 64, both of you put Among Us very low, our 12 seed. I'm going with Super Mario 64. I don't really think we need to talk about it, but Among Us was surprisingly low.
Only because every single one of my, like, it fell off immediately. I'm not even going to hold you. Like I'm in a whole Discord chat with folks, and we used to play it a long time when it was around for like those few months, and then immediately died.
All right. So for our next one, we have Red Dead Redemption, the first one, versus Portal 2. I got to go with Red Dead Redemption.
Just go ahead, put it down. Just go ahead, put it down.
All righty. So next one, we have Ghost of Tsushima, which has a low rating because someone put it as 16 versus Tetris. I'm going with Ghost of Tsushima.
I'm going to need somebody. Firstly, just go ahead and put it down. Secondly, explain yourself.
All right, I'm going to explain myself. So, you know, when I said my second metric of rating was how, I guess, appealing the name was, right? So I thought all the names on the list, and I'm like, I played about maybe half of these. And I'm like, Ghost of Tsushima. I'm like, ghost. I don't like ghosts. So I put it at the bottom. But with Demetrius' recommendation, I actually looked at the game, and that game looks amazing. So I do recount my 16 profile placement for that game.
Ghost of Tsushima is the other game that made me rethink life, because I played that and Ragnarok back to back. And literally when I would finish missions, I would just like sit there and then listen to the haiku and just like think about where I wanted to be in life. Oh my gosh, it's such a low seating that I'm scared. So who it has to go up against next? We got number 3 seed.
Oh, low.
Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild versus Metroid. Are we all in agreement, Breath of the Wild?
Just yep. Go ahead, put it down. Put it down.
Oh my gosh.
R.I.P. Ghost of Tsushima. I love you, but bruh.
All right. We have, I'm sorry, sir, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves versus Pokemon. I gotta go with Pokemon.
I'm not sorry, sir. Just put it down. Put it down.
Pokemon.
Yes.
Yes.
And I love Uncharted 4, but it's Pokemon. Come on. It's
like, all right.
Another one that we can easily just like move forward. We have our number 2 seed, Minecraft versus Angry Birds. Minecraft.
Forgot Angry Birds even existed.
Just go ahead and put it down.
Can't wait till the Minecraft movie. All right. So we are in our second round. We are moving back to the Let's Compete. So games versus first person shooters, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 versus NBA 2K. Come on, people. I know we're melanated, but let's be honest.
All I have to say is COD lobbies. Turns boys into men. And turn men into races.
Honestly.
All right, Sarah.
As much as I want to pick NBA, people died over that game. Yes, they did. But I'm going to go with COD for sure.
All right, so call it. There's always one seed that just like goes on a run. I think a lot of the one seeds are about to do destruction, to be honest with you. But with this, our next one, Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 3. Sarah, I know what you might pick, but I'm going with Dragon Ball Z. I know what Meech is going to pick as well. We have time constraints as well to get you to Barbie. So we're just going to put DBZ.
I can see that couple. I'm fine.
All right, this next one, GoldenEye 007 versus Mario Kart 8.
Oh man, that was a good one, because this is about a who gonna break friendships first. In my opinion, Mario Kart be ruining folks. You get that blue shell, and it's wraps for your friendship, especially if you was in first place. I'm not even gonna hold you. Now, GoldenEye, if you pick a odd job, it's wraps for you, because you decide to pick the cheapest character. And don't get me started on the golden gun, but that's rough. That's rough. Know what? Just y'all pick.
I'm going with Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart.
All righty. Mario Kart for the win. All right, so our next round, we have
I know, I saw that too. I was like,
just go ahead, put it down. You
FIFA versus Madden. So I feel like I'm gonna be the deciding pick in this one, but explain both sides.
Man, FIFA, I feel like with Madden 2004, since you're doing specific games, right? It just competes with FIFA. I feel like FIFA 13 kind of launched the the career path of people who actually played FIFA. You know what I'm saying? It got paid for it. The amount of rage you get while playing FIFA is unmatched. You pass the ball to the player in front of you. They pass it out of bounds. Oh my gosh. Yes, I'm in FIFA.
See, I like what you said there about rage inducing, because Madden 04 did the exact same thing, but perhaps even worse. Because if you pass that ball to somebody other than your open teammate, y'all was fist fighting. Y'all was actually fist fighting over that. I'm not going to tell the story of how it happened to me, all right? And when it comes to that, right, another big thing about Madden 04 is that, like, really before then, Madden was okay. It was with Madden 04 that that everything skyrocketed to where Madden literally is right now. All of that basis came from 04.
Yes. So with that, I know our FIFA matches, Sarah, are controversial. They are out of pocket, and a lot of things that there cannot be repeated in life ever. But Madden 04, Michael Vick is my favorite football player of all time. This included running back scrambling, and I'm a huge fan of the Falcons, so I used him all the time and was running pockets. So running fades, running pockets. We're going with Madden 04 for the win.
Rest in peace, FIFA. Rest in peace, literally.
All right, for the next one.
We'll keep it moving.
Let's be honest. We have GTA 5 versus The Sims 3. Sarah, I know this was your number three. Your number one pick, but still.
Yeah, it doesn't have a fighting chance against GTA. I can't lie.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, GTA 5 might be Final Four bound. Ooh, Skyrim versus Mass Effect 2. I got to go with Mass Effect 2 because I played that game so many times. I played all, like, most of the different options, good and bad picks and stuff like that. And they really went in depth with the romance with this one. And then also, if you did your team members side missions, it like made it more special. So I got to go with Mass Effect 2.
And don't forget that if you had Mass Effect 1, the choices from that game carried over into Mass Effect 2, which was god tier. Yes. Like, that is something that rarely happens in video games anymore. And I have to give it to Mass Effect, just the strength of that alone.
All right, Mass Effect is making it to the Sweet 16, where it will get knocked out for our next one. World of Warcraft versus God of War Ragnarok. I'm going with God of War Ragnarok.
Just go ahead and put it down. We speed running this, boys.
Yeah. All right, Elden Ring. Meech, you got to be careful because you might get a lightsaber ran through your chest versus Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
I ain't getting my thing ran over anyways, because you know which one I'm picking.
All right, Sarah, what you got?
I'm picking Star Wars. Golden.
Star Wars for the win. This next round, we are going to have a fight.
Oh, we will.
We are about to have a fight. All righty. For this one, we have, oh my god.
Oh, no! No! No!
A Touch of Horror region. I told you, this one was the hard one. Mortal Kombat 11. Meech, your number one versus Silent Hill 2. I'm going Mortal Kombat 11. Meech, I want to hear you pick.
No, I can't. Okay. Hard to two. Wait, what?
Put your heart into two. Pick one.
Okay. All right. This is going to be the toughest decision I've ever made. All right. So, Mortal Kombat 11, right? Phenomenal gameplay. Phenomenal visuals. It has Spawn in there.
Oh, uh-oh, Meech.
It's great. Silent Hill 2, the story is deep, I tell you. Every single design in that game was meticulous. Akira Yamaoka soundtrack be on demon time. I seen it all. I've seen documentaries on this game. And the fact, like, when it was announced that it was getting a remake, I started crying. I cried when Spawn got revealed too, but that's another story, okay? Now, Silent Hill 2, right? The story was so deep. Gameplay may be lacking, but it did not matter because we were focused on the story, okay? Pyramid Head is an immediate icon when it comes to horror, and as much as it pains my soul to do this, I'm going with Silent Hill 2.
All right, Sarah, you have the deciding vote.
I love that I'm a deciding vote for this one. Meech. Oh, Meech. Oh, Meech.
Don't you dare do this to me.
Let's see.
All right, MK11 for the win. I am so sorry, Meech. Next one, Resident Evil 4 versus Bloodborne. I am starting Bloodborne right now. I played Sekiro as the only other From Software game, and Sekiro had me about to like throw my controller out the window. So I got to go with Bloodborne. Mm-hmm. And Meech, here we go again.
Sorry, I'm still recovering from the last one.
All right, Sarah, what you got?
What do I have? Well, hopefully this doesn't hurt you too much, but I'm going to go with Resident Evil 4.
You got to choose again.
Put Bloodborne up there.
All right, Bloodborne for the win. All right, for our next round, this might be tough. We have The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt versus The Last of Us. I got to go with The Last of Us.
I was like, it's not a choice.
Yeah, I'll play Last of Us.
All right, perfect.
Just like this next one is not a choice.
Shadow of the Colossus versus Arkham City. It's Arkham City all the way. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to our next region. We have Super Smash Brothers Ultimate versus Sonic Generations.
Just go ahead, put Smash. You knew what time it was.
These one seeds are gone crazy. All right, so then we have Super Mario 64 versus Red Dead Redemption.
I'm not choosing this round. I'm already in emotional turmoil. Y'all choose this.
I'm going with Red Dead Redemption.
All right. Just for funs and giggles, I'm going to go with Super Mario 64.
I hate you so much.
You got to pick.
I hate you so much right now. Red Dead, keep it going.
Oh, man. We're saving all of our arguments. All right. Dang it. Ghost of Tsushima.
You already knew what time it is.
Versus Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Ghost of Tsushima is one of the most visually incredible storytelling combat games. Like Michu said, hits every element of a video game that you should want. Legend of Zelda, I heard, is like goated among goated, but I gotta go with Ghost of Tsushima.
What you picking, Sarah?
What I picking?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do a kind of favor this time. Just off of pure like graphics alone, since I've never played the game, Ghost of Tsushima for sure.
Ooh. Our first big upset, Ghost of Tsushima. There's always every year in the tournament one team that is completely underranked where they shouldn't be, and they end up getting a lot of upsets. So,
like this next one,
Pokemon versus Minecraft. This, I gotta, dang it, pick. You two pick. You two pick.
Shoot. I guess I'll go ahead. Pokemon, you know, I've heard of it, never really touched it. But Minecraft, talk about that God complex. You could do whatever you want. Definitely Minecraft. Definitely.
They talk about God complex in Minecraft, but you can actually catch God in Pokemon. So, and also the fact that that story is timeless. We all know the legend. We all know about the story of a 10-year-old boy set out from home to become the very best like no one ever was. Give it to Pokemon.
All right. Oh my God. My spirit's going to break in the Sweet 16.
Already did for me.
I'm picking Pokemon because I know Minecraft is goated, people. I know. I played it with friends. It was fun. I created castles. I fought the Ender Dragon and beat it, but I have to go with Pokemon. Like the amounts of road trips where I was just playing it on the Nintendo Game Boy Advance, just I have to go with Pokemon. So we are in our Sweet 16. We are skipping the sponsor for the day. Call of Duty 2. I want Meech to pick the first one. Modern Warfare 2.
No, you will not. No,
Budokai Tenkaichi 3. I'm going with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
All right. So here's what I'm saying, right? DBZ, goated game. Absolutely. Play the game so much, it's scratched beyond repair. Like, I, like, legit, no method would work. The toothpaste method don't work on it anymore. The banana peel method on it don't work on it anymore. I had to actually go and buy a new disc, which is kind of wild. Just all the hours spent on it. But I just have one thing to say about Modern Warfare 2. No Russian. Call of Duty wins.
Call of Duty, Sarah, you got off the hook on that one, but I feel like I know what you would pick. All right. Mario Kart 8 versus Madden 2004. I told y'all listeners, the video game tournament was about to go crazy. What do y'all got?
Blacknically, Madden 04. Technically, Mario Kart 8. Not even going to hold you on that one. I have to give it to Mario Kart because that one's like accessible to literally everybody and their grandmama. You have Sarah. To be a special breed to get to Madden.
Sarah.
My heart severely wants to go with Madden 2004. And honestly, I haven't played Mario Kart much, but I understand the hype around the game. I can see the anger and the rage that comes with it. The friendship lost. But I will have to give it to Mario Kart just off of pure popularity.
Mario Kart, I feel like we had that conversation when it came to iconic Meech when we were talking about Rocky versus Creed 2. So Mario Kart is advancing. For our next round, again, we don't need to talk about it. GTA 5 is destroying the competition. GTA 5 versus Mass Effect 2. GTA 5 isn't winning for this one. God of War Ragnarok versus Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Oh boy, here we go. Can I convince you to go with God of War Ragnarok, Meech?
Stay on the dark side.
Actually, y'all gonna have to convince me on this one.
All right.
Y'all gonna have to convince me on this one.
Christopher Judge, boy, legendary voice acting. This story for God of War Ragnarok is one of the best stories I have ever seen. This is what I wanted Thor Ragnarok to essentially be. Man, the action, the fighting. You fought the Berserkers, Meech. You fought the final Valkyrie Queen that was actually an Elden Ring boss that we didn't know about. This game, Gendry and his story, Brock and how that turned out. This game is incredible. God of War Ragnarok. Won like seven games of the year, but game awards this year. Impeccable. That's all I got for you, man.
All right, Meech. I'm just keep it simple for you. What would you rather have in your hand? A lightsaber or whatever the heck the God of War thing be holding?
It is the Leviathan Axe and the Blades of Chaos, my friend.
Blades of Chaos, but the power of the Force.
Or God.
How would the Force choose the dark side or the right side?
Well, y'all present amazing arguments, but fortunately, there's something in one person's argument that y'all were clearly lacking. And one thing y'all didn't appeal to, the fact that you didn't talk about the greatest twist in history and the fact that it was legendary. KOTOR, Revan. You moving on, my boy.
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic beats God of War Ragnarok.
He sounds so disappointed.
That's one of the other games that I just was like, this is incredible. And almost brought me. I haven't, like, only two games on this list almost brought me to tears. And it's God of War Ragnarok and Ghost of Tsushima. For our next matchup, another chaos bracket. Mortal Kombat 11 versus Bloodborne. Sarah, can you go first?
I don't have much to say, but the game where the gore, the violence that you see within it just makes you struggle inside a little bit. You want to experience that pain a little bit. I'm going with Mortal Kombat.
I just started Bloodborne. So I played Mortal Kombat 11 recently. I'm gonna let you off the hook, Meech. I'm going with Mortal Kombat 11 on this one.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I just started like literally yesterday Bloodborne, so we'll see.
Now this one might be the roughest one of them all. I'm not even gonna hold you.
For our next matchup, I think this one is going to beat whoever wins this is gonna win this region. But we have The Last of Us versus Arkham City. Meech, what do we have to go with?
All right. Last of Us, phenomenal story, fantastic storytelling. But Batman, though, like, you are literally Batman. You actually get to do everything by exploring Arkham, and not just the asylum, but like the city of Gotham. You get every single quest, every single side quest in that game, you be wanting to do and complete to everything, to completion, 100%. The combat, goated, influenced video gaming to this day. Arkham City has two of the greatest twists of all time in gaming history. But Last of Us has that great story. But Arkham City has Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill. As much as I love the story, as much as I love the characters, I'm going to have to give it to Arkham City.
All right, Sarah.
Last of Us, I honestly have not played the game. I know there's a TV show out. Mm-hmm. But Arkham City, man, Batman probably has to go down as my favorite superhero, even though some debate he's a hero with his superpowers. But yeah.
All right. I was going to go with Arkham City as well, just because it takes you out of this island, like Meech said, and that combat is legendary special. So Arkham City advances for this next one. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate versus Red Dead Redemption.
Just go ahead, put it down.
Yeah, Smash.
Super Smash. Oh, man. Next one. This one is...
Oh.
I can't pick it. Ghost of Tsushima versus Pokemon. Heart of Gold, Soul Silver.
Listen, for me, I have to go with my heart. You teach me, and I teach you. Gotta catch them all, Pokemon, because the amount of... Look, I sped run Pokemon Heart Gold Soul Silver so many times. Actually, specifically, it was the Soul Silver version, because that's the one I won from Dave and Buster's. You had that Pokewalker. Had you going outside before Pokemon Go did it? Heart Gold and Soul Silver did it first. Ghost of Tsushima, amazing. Amazing story, amazing gameplay, visuals be phenomenal, but Pokemon's timeless to this day,
Give it all right, Sarah, quickly.
All right. You know, Demetrius, Meech broke his heart today. You're going to have to break yours too. I'm going with Ghost of Tsushima.
All right. Oh, dang it. I had to pick. Oh my gosh. I played Pokemon more, but Heart of Gold, Soul Silver was not one that I played. So... on a technicality, I'm going with Ghost of Tsushima. One of my friends, I ask you to forgive me. I just betrayed them. So I'm sorry. All right. So we got to get Sarah up out of here. We have to speed run the Elite Eight, but there are some tough choices we have to make first. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 versus Mario Kart 8. I'm going with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 favela scene mission.
I'm going Modern Warfare 2. No Russian. Yeah.
All right, so that is a unanimous pick.
And new Modern Warfare.
Oh, yes. All right, Meech, I want you to pick this one first. GTA 5 versus Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
Hate you so much. You know I'm going to have to... I'm forced to pick KOTOR because it's my allegiance, okay? I have it. It's mine, all right? It's mine.
I'm going with that GTA 5, my friend.
Yep, just go ahead, put it down. I already know which one Sarah's taking.
Sarah.
You sold your soul? If you picked it over GTA 5?
No, you have to choose.
Oh, I have to choose. Oh, I'm talking about Meech, though. How could you?
He chose Star Wars.
What's the best-selling game right now? Still being bought to this day after 5 years of it being released or so. I'm not sure the exact amount of years. Of course, GTA 5.
Yes,
the reason someone sold is because it's Star Wars.
All right. So Mortal Kombat 11 versus Arkham City. I'm going with Arkham City.
Arkham City, man.
Just go ahead and put it down.
Oh, man. This Final Four about to go crazy. All right, so I think this has to stop.
Yep, yep. There's just go ahead and put
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate versus Ghost of Tsushima. I can't. We can't have a best gaming tournament of all time and Ghost of Tsushima beat Super Smash Brothers. I'm sorry.
Oh man, the sleeper though. Like, oh.
It went far. Elite Eight. All right, so for our final four, we have Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2 versus GTA 5.
Oh yeah, no, y'all picking first on this one.
I gotta go with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I enjoy it for the time period when I played it versus when I played GTA 5. I enjoyed Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 best.
For me, I have to go GTA 5 because with Call of Duty, right, you can beat the campaign mode, you can play online, but after that, I just get monotonous. You know, same thing over and over again. But with GTA 5, I feel like there's so many different things you can do online that makes the game so much more playable. So I'm going to say GTA 5.
All right, Meech.
Well, time for me to upset everybody here.
Oh, don't you dare.
Bye-bye, GTA 5.
Whoa!
COD Advanced.
Whoa. Both of these were number one seeds, but I feel like this was definitely an upset. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 over GTA 5.
The lobbies turned boys into men. I can't. This is where I became a man in them lobbies.
All right, for this next one, Arkham City versus Super Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Now hear me out. Hear me out, right? Batman, right, is a great game. It's phenomenal, right? Amazing story. As I mentioned earlier, plot twist is great. But Smash Bros. Be out here ruining friendships. If you pick certain characters against me, I will grind you. I will send you straight to the gulag myself.
What about Cliff protecting?
I will send you to the gulag myself. Run me my pockets. Run them, okay?
Smash Sarah. Those.
As much as I love a good storyline, I'm going to go with Smash Bros. I played it first in college, and my life was changed.
Super Smash Brothers. That was going to be my pick as well. For our final round, the championship, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate versus Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Meech, do you still want to be, well, I feel like both of them, you became a man one way or the other. Which one are you going with, my guy?
Let's see, both of them sent me on dark paths, okay? Both of me sent me on a path to become the demon I am today. You have the COD lobbies, right? That's where we get to, it's just one-on-one, mano a mano, nuke town, run them pockets. But Smash Bros. Does the literal exact same, one-on-one, mano-a-mano, the base stage. Oh my goodness, this one's too tough. So which one am I going to go with? Am I going for a more lighthearted experience with the Smash Bros., even though it's not lighthearted at all? Or do I go with hardcore Call of Duty? You know what? As an upset, I'm going Smash Bros.
Sarah, what's your pick?
I'm trying to understand Meech's math. So you picked Call of Duty over GTA 5, but then picked Smash Bros. Over Call of Duty. What?
Because I'm trying to cause calamity. Okay, I'm trying to cause chaos. I'm trying to make sure everybody here picking. I don't care who wins on this one.
I don't think it's going to be that chaos of a pick. To be honest with you.
Maybe the final vote. I'm picking Call of Duty.
Dang it! I have to pick. Oh my God!
He told you. Told you this is chaos.
Oh my God.
What happens when you force me to pick first?
I have played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 far more than I've played Super Smash Brothers. And you not only like mentioned the online and like campaign of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, but Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 was before the whole zombie kick. So it actually had like side missions that you could actually play. And there were like three stages so you could get like essentially bronze, gold, silver with it in these missions. And this was before zombies kicked in. And I really appreciated that. Super Smash Brothers, I will say this. You have not heard of a college Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 tournament. you have heard of Super Smash Brothers Ultimate or just Super Smash Brothers in general tournaments. And when we go to DreamCon, guess what kind of tournament they're going to have?
They have Super Smash Bros. Tournament.
Super Smash Brothers is the winner for the best video game of all time.
Let's get it!
When you said upset, I was like, is it really an upset? All right. How do we feel?
I'm surprised how far a lot of my picks went.
My picks died as soon as they started. But I can't lie. I'm kind of satisfied with Super Smash Bros. The way it brings people together, people who have no knowledge of Mario can still play that game. I'll give it to that.
All right, beautiful. So unlike the movie tournament, I don't think, Meech, that we have to go into hiding.
Thank goodness.
I think we had a good winner for this. We're going to kind of speed along, sir. If you need to depart now, if there's any like random fan theory that you have, do you want to share it? If not, you can just depart.
Oh, I actually wanted to give a word of encouragement.
All right, so I will be giving the random fan theory of the week, and it is going to be insane. I need everyone to buckle up.
Oh, no.
Meet. I need you to lock in. I need you to really lock in with me. All right. So we've spoken about From Software. We mentioned three of the games so far. And this conspiracy actually led me to like kind of have the dots on the board and this red string. All right. So I think that the creators of From Software are secretly AIs sent from the future or associated with Skynet. Hear me out. The rise of self-driving cars started in the 2010s, right? The first Dark Souls game came out in 2011. So with that, Tesla gets their first driving car in 2014. This matches the final Dark Souls game. So Dark Souls 3, y'all gotta rock with me. So this is Dark Souls 3 comes out. So then we get Bloodborne, which arrives in 2015, which you say, Meech, is the hardest game to play. Sekiro drops in 2019. And those are two different games where one you have to defend, the other you have to attack. All right, so here's the kicker though. In February 25th, 2022, we got Elden Ring, right? In November of that same year, we have ChatGPT. That's 9 months apart. Do you know what 9 months also represents?
Don't you dare.
Birth. It takes 9 months for a baby to be born. So with that, Elden Ring being existing for 9 months gives way to ChatGPT.
Nani?
How long do you think you'd create this theory?
Where's my mask at? I need to.
Oh man, but that's what sent it home. It took 9 months between the two. So AI has manifested.
You're ready for Barbie.
I'm just Misha, recommendations.
Just go ahead and stop. Recommendations. Play every single one of those games on this list. I don't care anymore. Then watch San Diego Comic-Con. Look at all the footage that's on YouTube right now. And then afterwards, my whole entire mood got sour just now. Let's just move on to the plugs, okay? We got ourselves Instagram and Twitter, BlurredCity22, like, follow, comment, all that good shenanigans. Discord linked in the Instagram page. Blurred City Pod for YouTube and Patreon. Donate some cheddar. See extra episodes and hopefully not more shenanigans like this man didn't spouted. We got ourselves our... What else? We got ourselves our... Oh, yeah, that's right. We got our email address, BlurredCity22@gmail.com. Send in questions, send in random fan theories that are hopefully not as half-baked or as insane as what this man just spouted out. That made me have to go get the mask or get the helmet. What else? Oh, yeah, personal page. I'm the Rogue Jedi 21 on TikTok. however long we got TikTok, because I'm pretty sure it's about to be wraps for the site as soon as possible, and I'm here for it. And then, yeah, what other plugs y'all got?
Do you want me to edit the random fan theory out of this episode?
After everything you didn't spout it out, like it's too late. It's already out in the ether somewhere.
All right. So for next week, we are doing a mailbag, and then we're also going to catch up with our DreamCon recap with that. I'm not going to share plugs of the day because Sarah got to get up out of here. So Sarah, what you got for the people?
People, let's always remember, someone's always doing worse than you are.
Very astute. All right, so with that, it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now, unless you're an AI. So that's the Blurred City podcast.
This is the end of the podcast. This is the end.